Hey, welcome inside the Quicken Loans studios at the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night. It is a very big weekend with the NFL Conference Championships. They are set to get underway on Sunday. So, in our very first segment, we're going to focus on the Steelers and the Patriots and the predictions and give you all of the keys to the AFC title. We always deliver all the information that you need for the big game. It is time to open up the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line and delighted to welcome back from Boston Sports Radio Network, WEEI, and he's a New York Times best-selling author, always a Big E favorite. That is Michael Holly, who just released this past fall his new book, Belichick and Brady, and it is a New York Times bestseller. Good evening, Michael.
Good evening. You know, I always have to be on the Big E Show, so I'm very excited to be here. Thanks for having me. We always have great conversations.
Oh, we always have a good time, Michael. And we're certainly anxious once again to talk about your new book and, of course, the dynamic between two of football's most, I would say, iconic champions when you talk about Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. But, okay, let's get everybody ready for the AFC Championship game as it's set with the Patriots and the Steelers. What are your thoughts leading up to it?
Well, it should be a great game, I think, and the biggest challenge that the Patriots have faced all year. Now, look, they played the Steelers in Pittsburgh earlier this year, but right. Ben Roethlisberger was hurt in that game, and so they were able to beat Landry Jones and the Steelers. Now they face a healthy Pittsburgh team. Antonio Brown's ready to go, Le'Veon Bell, and Roethlisberger, who I think is at the top of his game. So it's a big challenge for the Patriots defense, which finished first overall in points allowed in the NFL. Now, defensively, the Steelers facing the Patriots offense, that's not a great matchup for them. So I think they are just going to have to play out of their minds to be able to slow down Brady. He usually has very good games against Pittsburgh. I like this matchup a lot, Big E. I think the Patriots should have enough to beat them, but you'll be entertained watching every minute of this game. It's going to be close, and I think the Patriots probably pull it out in the end and win by 10 points.
New York Times bestselling author Michael Holly. He is the co-host of the Dale and Holly Show on WEEI right there in Boston. He is back with us tonight at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Okay, so one of the biggest storylines coming into this matchup is it's going to feature two of the premier quarterbacks in the league with Ben Roethlisberger and Tom Brady. Who do you think is going to give the biggest headache to their opponent?
Well, if you look at Brady's record against Pittsburgh and his performances against Pittsburgh, you would have to give the edge to Brady. But I have much respect for Roethlisberger. We were talking about it yesterday on my show, and I mentioned to the guys, I said, listen, is this a controversial remark? Ben Roethlisberger is the best quarterback in the history of the Steelers, knowing that, you know, Terry Bradshaw was 4-0 in Super Bowls, and he's in the Hall of Fame. And they agree with me. I think he is. I think he is a guy who has improved, and I would say improved markedly in the last 3 or 4 years. Now, he was always a terrific quarterback, but now his sacks are down. He's not as aggressive on the deep ball. He still likes to throw it deep because he's got fast receivers. But before, he wouldn't be as patient, you know, 10 to 15 yards, 10 to 20 yards. He wouldn't take those throws. He would always try to force it. Now he's much more wise and patient. So I like them both, but I think Brady will get the edge just because of history.
Now, you talk about how Ben Roethlisberger, really, he has matured throughout his NFL career. But let's break down Tom Brady. How has he been able to dominate the Steelers' defense? Because he has had incredible success, Michael.
Well, and, you know, one of the things the Steelers do, and this is a strength, and when they play the Patriots, at times it could be a weakness. The strength is consistency. I mean, they've had three head coaches since 1969, which is just a staggering stat. I mean, 48 years and
incredible.
You have three coaches in that organization. Mike Tomlin is very consistent, a very good coach. But if you think about the schemes that they do, offensively, they've tweaked it a bit. They've become much more of a pass-heavy offense than run, even though they have Le'Veon Bell. But Le'Veon Bell is great with receiving. Mm-hmm. Defensively, it's not too difficult to figure out what they do. They do it very well. They're well-coached. They're sound fundamentally. But for Brady, if you really want to have success against them, you're going to have to switch it up. You're going to have to be multiple. You're going to have to be able to surprise them. And very often, the Steelers don't surprise him, so he knows what to expect. They've been able to get him a couple of times, but when he knows what's coming, and he's got time to prepare for you, it's usually going to end up in his favor. And I think that's why over the years, he's been very good against the Steelers.
Isn't that stunning, though, that the Steelers, that they have not been able to figure that out?
Yeah, I think they figure it out. But, you know, like a lot of teams say, look, we don't want to complicate it. We don't want to overwhelm our players or burden our players with, hey, if this happens, then you do this. But if they do this, you do that. They just say, look, it's still football. It's still about blocking and tackling and beating your guy and winning one-on-one matchups. If we do our job, even if they know what's happening, we'll be okay against them. Well, yeah, you know, so you can make an argument either way. The Patriots like to be game plan specific, and what they do in game 5 may not be what they're doing in game 12, but every team is not like that. And there have been varying degrees of success from both sides. I mean, the Patriots obviously have had their championships, but last year's defense, Denver, last year's Super Bowl champion, they didn't switch around that much. They were just fast and aggressive, and they came at you, and it got them to the Super Bowl. So you can make a case for both arguments.
Michael Holly, he executes. He does his job. He is the co-host of the Dale and Holly Show on WEEI in Boston. Of course, a New York Times best-selling author. We're going to highlight his new book here in just a moment, Belichick and Brady. So I want to share with the listeners, I mean, did you know, a little fact here, the Patriots, the Steelers, they have played in every AFC championship game in the past 16 seasons. You're right there, Michael. You're covering it. Does it ever get old to you? Or are you ever like, gosh, we need a fresh new team?
No. No. It doesn't get old. I love it. I love
it. You do. Okay.
I know I'm biased because I'm here in Boston and I get a chance to see it up close. But just in general, I mean, whether we're talking about football, we're talking about movies or music, I just love to see excellence, and I love to, you know, study what people are doing and hear their stories of how they've reached this this level year after year after year. So I'm more amazed by it. I'm not bored. If I get to the point where I'm bored by that kind of success, I probably should be doing something else.
And I would assume, I mean, we're down here in Houston, Texas. I mean, the Patriots, they would rather face the Steelers than what the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. I mean, smack talk, that's always a beauty of a thing. It's a great motivator, right?
Yeah, that's true. What a game that was, by the way.
Yes.
That Kansas City Steelers game. You know, the fact that the Steelers move the ball up and down the field and still come away with 6 field goals. Kansas City gets the touchdowns and they still lose it. And then you have the video after the game, which was extremely entertaining.
Yikes.
I don't know if you watched all 17 and a half minutes, Big E. I did. I had my popcorn. I enjoyed
what was he thinking? Are you serious?
Oh, I thought it was great. It was hilarious. It was maybe intentionally / unintentionally funny, but the fact that, you know, Mike Tomlin said what he said about the Patriots, I felt like that was the undercard. That wasn't even the most interesting part to me. What was more interesting was that Antonio Brown was just fascinated with the phone and bringing his teammates in and paying attention to how many people were watching him on Facebook Live. And this is a guy who had ESPN behind them, and they've got millions of viewers. He said, "Nah, I don't want to talk to them. I really want to focus on the 44,000 or 42,000 who are watching me on Facebook Live." It was great.
Okay, give us a quick hit. We've got about 30 seconds. Michael Holly with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, author of his new book, Two Men, the Patriots, and How They Revolutionized Football, Belichick and Brady. Tell the listeners about the book.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'll make it very simple.
Okay.
You've got the dynamic of the best coach of his generation and the best quarterback of his generation doing it together every year for 16 years, and you get some insight into how this happened, how it developed, and how they maintain it. I would recommend, I know everybody says, hey, go to Amazon.com. That's cool, too. Go to Amazon. And get there. I love bookstores. Big E, I love bookstores so much. Uh-huh. I know Houston is a dynamic city.
Yes, we do.
Go to your local bookstore, order that thing, and they will get it for you within a couple of days. Check it out.
Oh, it is a beauty. 410 pages. Again, the title is Belichick and Brady. Blessings this weekend, Michael. I know you're going to enjoy the game, and we look forward to a follow-up conversation. Always an open invitation. Thank you, Mike.
I appreciate it. Hey, I'll be in Houston. I'll be in Houston for the Super Bowl.
I will too.
Too, if you want.
You bet. We'll catch up. Okay, I'll be in touch. Much more coming your way in hour number one at the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.